That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Morning, Remnant, and that wheel has rolled around again. Here it is, Saturday morning, July 30th, 2022, and we are coming to you live from the Radio Ranch. This beautiful morning, looks like a little rain last night, but it is blue skies this morning. Can't see a cloud anywhere. And we welcome you here. We've got a full crew. We'll bring everybody on. Josh from way down south, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Jason, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Paul from way up north, good morning to you,
good morning,
sir.
Good morning.
And Remnant, we hope you've got your coffee. We've got ours. We've got our Bibles. And we gather for fellowship, for praise, to talk about, well, you know, who knows, whether it's the events of the day or a happening this week, who knows. But we'll see how that goes this morning. That's what we're here for. And we thank you for joining us. We'll have the phone lines open here in just a minute. But we're going to open up in prayer. And Jason, I'd ask if you would do that for us, sir.
Heavenly Father, we come before you and we ask, Father, for your blessing upon this program this morning. We ask that you just lead us, guide us, direct us, give us the words to speak. And we pray, Father, and we just lift up our hands and we say, here we are, Lord, use us. We know that we're living in different times, exciting times, and we just seek your wisdom and ask, Father, for an extra dose of the Holy Spirit to lead us, guide us, and direct us on what we're to do. We pray that you be with us, that you tend to our needs, and just continue to be with your remnant across this land. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen. Well, lots going on. Again, Remnant, the phone lines are open this morning, 347-745-5913. It hadn't changed in 20 years. Should be able to remember that one. 307-745-5913. If you'd like to give us a call, if you have a question or a comment. And we were just mentioning before, it was brought up about ammo and what the enemy does. They continue on to say one thing and do another. You see the headlines, the crime is just rampant everywhere. In any, just about any big city that you see. And of course, the, you know, what does our government do? We've got to ban weapons. We've got to get weapons off. We've got to take care of them. And seeing that the, they call it the assault weapons ban, black rifle ban, you might say, that that passed the House by a vote of 217 to 213. It's just the latest in you know, our enemies trying to take the means of defense away from the people. But surprisingly, it wasn't just right along the Democrat-Republican lines. You had five Democrats that voted no for it, and two Republicans that voted yes for it. And normally, those, you know, those types of laws and regulations that they and bans usually hit right along party lines. And so I think that in itself is just showing that things are not going the way they that the enemy wants them to. And that so now it goes to the Senate. It'll probably fail there. What the headlines are saying anyway. Guys, thoughts on anything, any of that?
Just some of those comments of those representatives that they were making, like that Lloyd Doggett. I mean, he was saying during the debate, he says, oh, AR-15s are easier for teenagers to get than to buy a beer. I mean, you know, and talk about it, just a crock of BS. I mean, the guy is completely, completely full of it and has no idea. I mean, they don't even know. You know, they get up there and they talk about their AR-14s and their AR-13s and their AR-30s and all this kind of stuff. And I mean, they're just complete idiots when it comes to just about anything, especially on these gun issues.
And it would be comical if it wasn't such a serious and important topic. But you're right; they it is ridiculous how ignorant they are of the subject matter. If you and I are going to have a discussion about something, just us two, Jason, I'm going to look into what I'm talking about before I get there to have that conversation, much less if I'm going to address the whole nation, you know, on national news. And these folks don't have a clue. I was just looking at some clips, some excerpts from some clips of the conversations, and the guy thinking that a pistol brace was a bump stock. And they had a probably wasn't that long, but it seemed like a 30-minute argument. It was probably a 15-minute debate on whether or not a brace was a bump stock. And it's just amazing the ignorance. But they know the agenda. They know the party line, and that's all they need to know.
Well, and some of the other quotes, we've turned our churches, our schools, our shopping centers, our entertainment venues, almost any place into battlegrounds, with one massacre after another. You know, they forget the simple fact that what we were talking about it just last week, that, you know, a good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a gun, you know, and then they made a big deal about him. He wasn't supposed to be, it wasn't the policy where he was carrying a gun. And if that guy wouldn't have been carrying a gun, that other guy would have killed a lot more people.
But they'll never have that discussion because it doesn't fit the narrative.
Exactly.
And so definitely while it's very important for us to be armed and stay armed, I think that's crucial. Whenever Richard was talking about us protecting ourselves, you know, and them trying to legislate us out of that ability, it came to me, you know, well, defending ourselves and having that full armor of Ephesians 6 and abiding in that 91st Psalms. And you know, they have stripped away much of our country's protection years ago. That's where the real protection is in God's Word and and being in his will, Richard, just like we were talking earlier, there's no value, there's no physical value you can put on when you're in God's will and doing what you're supposed to be doing. And we're teaching our children to be ignorant of it. We have legislated that away many years ago by not having prayer in schools, by not having Bible in schools. You can have a Quran or a whatever other religious book that you want, just not the Holy Bible that teaches of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And while the gun issue is major, really and truly, you know, you got to look back at where does our defense come from, and that's where it starts at, is being founded on that rock. And I'll take that armor of God over a bulletproof vest any day if I had to pick one, but optimally, he let that have both.
Amen. And I don't know, has anybody seen any interviews or any statements or anything from that young man, that good guy with the gun that stopped the bad guy with the gun in that Indiana shopping mall? The thought occurred to me that, you know, 8 out of 10 at what? I hear different things. 22 yards, 40 yards. That's a shot. That's a lot of good shots at that distance. And I just can't help but think, and maybe it's just my thoughts, you know, that he was, Lord, help me stop this. And the Lord did. I would almost think it, you know, because the media hasn't said, they haven't touched it. They've dropped it like crazy. Other than talk bad about him. Yeah, he was illegal. You know, much less about the shooter. But I can't help but think that that's, you know, that sure might have been a prayer that he offered up. You know, Lord, let my aim be true. And stop this evil, because to love God is to hate evil, and that was evil. That you know, that idiot in there shooting people for no reason. You know, Josh.
Well, you know, Jesus commissioned us to go by a sword. Now today, that's a gun. You know, we are supposed to be protect ourselves. The whole Constitution was written over the evilness of a powerful government. And see, they don't make law. That's crap what they vote on up there. It's all crap, because we got to go back. We're God Rangers, liberty, and there's no liberty. Who wants to steal my gun? Who wants to make me defenseless? You know, and it don't matter what kind of gun you do, it's what you do with it. There's no law broken until after the fact. If you kill, you're to be killed. It's just simple. You got to get back to the simplicity of God's word. And we you know, the scribes in the Bible were not like, well, people, and I kind of suspicious that was the news media. They were constantly going at it with a perversion of thought is what they do. They pervert thought because, you know, the Bible says he who dwells on the law of God cannot be moved. And, you know, this is all, you know, what we're talking about is all crap what they're doing. But this is what the American people need to get to come back to their senses. Now, that boy with a gun, whatever he was, we have the natural law written on our hearts. Sometimes we just got enough sense to do what's right. You know, we're so far off track listening to this news media and stuff. It's absolutely pathetic.
Yeah, they certainly have their agenda. Proverbs 21:11 says, "A simpleton can learn only by seeing mockers punished. A wise person learns from instruction." That sounds discriminatory to me. Discriminating between a simpleton or a scoffer and a wise person. But it is that way. The wise learn from instruction. The simpleton, he only learns from seeing mockers punished, from seeing those that are evil punished. That was one reason, you know, Pastor talked about it, would post pictures of it. We shared it several times over the years. Of hangings, because he understood, and this nation at one time understood, that Proverbs 21:11 works. It's truth that a simpleton, the naive, the simple, can only learn by seeing people like him punished. Oh, dang, I don't want to do that, or that'll happen to me. And that's been taken away. from this land, and the word proves itself true once again.
And you know, we're all human and we're going to make mistakes, and that's what I like to associate normally with people that are older than me. And it's not to have anything to do with age, but just I migrate to the wisdom, and I want to hear what they've got to say. And I'm still going to mess things up, but I should at least make different mistakes than what, you know, these older, wiser, gray-haired folks have made. If you hear, you know, a dozen folks that went down a road that was a bad road, and they tell you, look, don't go there, it's kind of stupid to go there. You know, go try something else and do something different, see if you can make that work. But don't hit your thumb with a hammer and just wonder if it's going to hurt or not. And there's just so much value to that wisdom and to those learned lessons. A lot of times I do find myself in that simpleton category. But that's good for you, too. It's the same lesson, just normally costs a little more pain. But it's so much better to receive by instruction and then through learning than it is to have to actually hit your thumb with a hammer.
Right. Amen to that. Amen to that. Well,
that was the foundation of our law.
Yes.
That was the foundation of our law, is why we have a court system. They had a jury to be tried by your peers. You didn't just want an emotional hanging either. You know, you wanted to make sure that guy had it coming, you know, and then it has to be carried out that way. But that's one of the regulatory things of the white man, where the beast that just goes out and eliminates his friend, you know, or whatever he was, if he gets mad at him or something. So that's what our God law system was set up to do, is to protect from that kind of stuff too.
Yep. Yeah, headlines out in Washington this morning. Homeowner taken into custody for killing someone breaking into his house. You know, you read the article, boy, the headlines, oh man, I better not, you know, are scary. Oh, if I'm a homeowner and somebody's breaking in my house, I better not shoot him and kill him or I'll get arrested. That's the headlines. But when you read the story, it's, you know, a guy's breaking into his house. The guy, the homeowner calls 911, arms himself, and the guy's on the porch making threats. And when he breaks the door, he gets shot dead. And the story says homeowner won't be charged. You know, it's pretty clear cut. But even the headlines, you know, present just the opposite. And it is. It's the agenda. And Remnant, we bring these things up not to cause fear, but to awaken, to encourage you to have the eyes to see, you know, the agenda that's there, and you know what it is that this enemy that we have pushes and promotes. Step away from this and bring up a wildfire story real quick. It was encouraging, and wildfires all over. You know, down south, Arizona, New Mexico, they were getting burned up by wildfires. Well, the monsoon season hit, and so now they don't have wildfires. They have floods. And you might have seen some of the videos going around, massive flash floods down there. But up in Oregon, wildfires. And these wildfires were starting, and it was some idiot running around starting them. And so they had some wildfires start, and of course the firemen are out on it, and because there's no lightning and no camping in the area, law enforcement is out there as well, and so they've got a suspect that was seen in the area, multiple fires, and so they, you know, they kind of put that out in the area. Well, it's not too much longer that these three guys are out in the woods, and they see this suspect. Matches the description that was given, that he's running around starting fires. I don't know if they actually saw him starting one. I don't have all the details, but they went to question him and asking him about it, and sure enough, he's the one doing it. And so they called law enforcement, and the guy gets combative, and he got injured falling down, is how the story said. And these guys end up tying him to a tree to wait on law enforcement. And I thought that was kind of interesting that, that you know, once again, maybe not pulling a gun and stopping a shooter, but stopping this evil, this lawlessness, and not just, well, that's, you know, let the cops worry about that, let the ranger, you know, let him do that. And so I think we're seeing that. And of course, it caught my eye being there with this guy starting the wildfires. But yeah, they tied him to a tree. And when the police got there, they had to untie him and get him to the hospital, take care of his injuries that he sustained when he fell down. And then they arrested him and stopped the arson. As you said, Paul, that law is still on the hearts of some anyway.
Well, you know, back in the 50s and 60s in the Western, they were programming us. The big line was, don't take the law into your own hand. Call Mr. Dillon. You know, they were programming us way back then to not take the law into our own hands. We're going to have to take the law. It's just like this. We're going to have to go to the mall, if that's where you want to go, with your pistol under your belt, and then go out in the woods and tie up arson. And, you know, we're just going to have to take the law back under our own hands. The thing of it is, we have a judicial system that loves turning them loose.
Yes.
And they might turn him loose, but they can't take away the fact that he had a couple of nasty falls. At least he got that out of the deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open. 307-745-5913. And
yeah, and today's down in Langley, they came out, the Air Force includes a drag show in their Woke Diversity Festival. Talk about, you know, a nation reaping what it sows, and I'm not throwing everybody in there, but the U.S. military is hosting a drag show at a family-friendly festival at the Joint Base Langley at the end of July. ABLE is hosting its first ever Diversity, Equality, and Inclusion Summer Festival on July 30th, featuring a series of performances and speeches, including a poem on diversity, equality, and inclusion, and a drag show by Joshua Kelly, who performs under the moniker Harpy Daniels. And just to even show how far they've let it go, even into the military, it's just so obvious that there is a spiritual warfare as long as the physical warfare that's taken place, and it's just creeping into all branches of government, and it's something that they're just they're trying to push it so much, and I think that it's one of those things as you really they really are doing a good job at their warfare, because it's what they're trying to do is they're trying to get the United States to basically turn us over into sin and have us be the demise of this nation, just like the communists always understood. And that's one of the things that, I mean, Stalin understood it. He understood that you get a people to sin against God, and you demoralize them, and you take away their morals, you take away their power, you take away the good out of a people, and that is their demise. And we see biblical examples of that in the Bible when Balaam was telling them, get them to sin, and bring the wrath of God upon themselves. There is such a war for this land and this country, and our enemies are fighting harder and harder all the time to try to take it down. And our duty is to be better than that, is to to be better Christians, to be better fathers, to be better husbands, to be closer to God, to seek His ways, to seek out His ways, and do what He needs to, what He would have us to do. And you know, we've talked about 2 Chronicles 7:14 a lot, and it's I believe it is 2 Chronicles 7:14 or bust. One of the things that I'm seeing is on a whole different front is people that are turning back and realizing that, you know, God loves this land and He wants it to be healed. And, you know, taking steps to do things like that, people are gardening, they're turning away from their synthetic fertilizers, their pesticides, their 2,4-D's and their Roundup products, and they're getting back to, you know, they're realizing that, hey, this stuff is bad. And I never thought of myself as an environmentalist because I never kind of liked those guys, but actually it's important, and it's the truth is God so loved the world, and he does love the world, and He does love the land, and He expects us to take care of it, and it's been neglected a long time. And seeing different groups pop up all over the country where people are doing regenerative grazing, regenerative growing, trying to do things naturally and organically, and a lot of these people are Christian people, and it's exciting to see. And I think that's one thing that is, you know, also very pleasing to our Heavenly Father is when He sees us taking care of His creation.
And you're right about that, Jason. That's another a group of people or term that they have twisted. They talk about tree huggers, and myself, I've never liked a tree hugger because of the way that it's been painted. But also, too, whenever I'm clearing a piece of property, I'm gonna leave all of the good trees because I do love them and they are good. And then I will painstakingly go back and remove this and remove that one as you see the property shape up. And, you know, we do love God's creation, and it is a beautiful and majestic thing. And it works so well together when we're not destroying it. And but they have perverted that love of nature to be something that we shrank back from and don't want any part of because of the way that they have presented it.
Yeah, exactly. And I know, I mean, just being down there and spending time in Arkansas over the last couple of years, it's, you know, you can see where the different places where they go in and they've taken all the trees out of over a big plot of land. And the next thing you know is all the water's gone off of it. You know, all the ponds dry up and everything, and it happens, you know, one place after another down there. And, God's got, you know, a diversity plan for, you know, these species and these, you know, having the trees there and having the different plants there and stuff. And it's, I mean, that's the way that He designed it, and that's the way that it works.
Nature has a way of healing itself. You know, every plant is making a correction to some degree. If you got a certain plant you don't like, you find out what that plant is making a correction. And nature will heal itself. You watch up here, you know, I've seen fields that I used to hunt pheasants in that have a 12, 16-inch maple growing in it now. But the land will cover itself. It's not to be naked. And it's just amazing. Even, you know, Michigan had a huge amount of white pines at one time before my day. But now, you know, the oaks up north have come and then taken over. But you go in there now and there's a little white pine coming back in there. But that's part of a time lapse that's way bigger than I am. But nature has its ways. You know, I was thinking this morning, I said, you know, you can really notice the days are getting shorter now. But how that sun goes through that same pattern year after year for centuries and has done that. You know, that's the hand of God, and it's so stable, and we're so volatile. We want to be in control. We want that lawn with no weeds in it. We want everything perfect and that we control, but we're not really in control of anything. Nature will always trump us and everything. You talk about the floods and the drought in the West, you know, and that's the wrath of God going on. You know, Jay, dry, well, I'll give you water, and then you drown you. So, in Kentucky, they just had a big flood, too, and at least 19 people, and they said there'd be a lot more. They just flooded out.
but nature has its way, and you can watch the wrath of God with the hurricanes and everything that's going on, and that is the wrath of God that he's speaking to us, waiting for us to listen. So we'll kill ourselves before we kill nature.
Exactly.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, and Paul,
it's exciting. It is.
And again, Remnant, we hope that you have the eyes to see this that is going on with these floods and you know, from one extreme to another. Guys, let's try the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, good morning, Warren.
How are you doing?
We are doing well. How are you?
We're doing fine. You got some beautiful weather here. I have a prayer request for my nephew Scott. He doesn't really know the Lord. He wasn't raised a Christian, raised as a Catholic. So I got to pray for him that he'll discover the Lord. But a couple of years ago, he's not even 50 years old yet. He had a stroke, and he really can't think. And I can't think of what the disease is, but he has, you know, the water goes into your legs, and he was here yesterday, his legs are all red, and so I want to pray for that the Lord heal him. And I got another prayer request, too. They got a Pride Day here in Watertown today. Yeah, my wife got a text on her cell phone that things might get a little violent here, you know, with that, and I just pray that God deal with it. It's going to be in the park where children are at, you know, and they got the drag queens and all that, and I heard you talking about the trees, too. I got a prayer request, too. I don't know about where you are, but, you know, especially in southern Wisconsin, you got a lot of hardwood. We got acres of, white ash trees dying from beetles in it. We got one in our yard that was a beautiful tree we got to take down, and neighbors got two or three of them that, praise the Lord, bring these white ash back.
Yeah, Warren, I think it's all nature crying out. It is, you know, at the abominations in the land. When God went and talked to Abraham on the way to Sodom, I think that was something he said. He said, I'm going to see if this, you know, if it's as bad as I'm hearing. And I think it was just all nature crying out. Well, Warren, we'll sure keep all this in prayer, Scotty, and this mess at the park.
Yeah, especially that drag queen and the Pride Day. I mean, there's a lot of people in Watertown are against it. And, you know, things could get pretty violent. Just, you know, pray the Lord that they keep it. Keep at least the Christian people safe.
Sure. Well, and it's like Jason mentioned earlier, you know, what the enemy does, that's what they do. You know, it used to just be in the back alleys and the seedy places, and now they bring it out. You know, it's in the military. They push it out in the park. It's the tares standing up straight and tall and proud and haughty. And they think that they're winning. But it's bringing about the time of harvest when God's angels come in and destroy them, and they don't realize it, but that is what it's doing.
Well, like Sheila said, we're talking about at breakfast. The children are in their crosshairs. That's your target. You know, the churches are teaching it's all right to be gay or transgender, and the schools are teaching it's a natural way, you know. Our children are the ones we really got to pray for, you know, because they're the ones that they're targeting that, you know, this is natural. The Bible says that they give up what's natural, what's not natural, you know, male and female. You know, all these ministers say there's nothing, you know, there's no law against it or whatever. But God doesn't approve it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. I should say the New Covenant and the Old Covenant, but I always tell people, too, when they say God's law has been done away with, I tell them, well, that's okay if I murder you or rape your wife or daughter. I mean, I tell them that, you know, if God's law is done away with, we wouldn't need no police officers and courthouses, and, you know, because without law, there's nothing to transgress. I don't believe it, Tom. 1 John 3:6 or whatever. I ask people, you know, what is sin? You know, 90% of people ask that, they don't know, you know.
Yeah, they don't.
It's transgression of God's law, breaking God's law. Well, I'm going to let you go in case somebody else wants to call in. And God bless you.
All right, Warren. Thanks for the call, brother. God bless. Yeah, as Warren said, it is. We're you know, the from the trees changing, the landscape changing, the floods. You know, didn't have. I don't recall, you know, in that Intermountain area, the floods being this bad in the past. You know, certainly you'd get a flash flood here and there, but yeah, the latest update's over 25 dead in this Kentucky flooding, and I don't think they've had that big of a loss of life. But Arizona and New Mexico, they've had flash floods just continually. As soon as the rains came and put the fires out. And so it's from one extreme to another. We've been having here and around Jason flash flood warnings because we have burn scar areas from burnt fires that we've had over the last few years. And it is, it's change. Things are changing. They may think...
Well, and you know, part of it is the hand of God and wrath, but another part of it is people are building in creek bottoms, and they get surprised whenever their houses flood. You know, when you cover ground up with concrete for miles and miles, it has a hard time soaking up water through that concrete.
Yes.
So part of it is just common sense, and we're going in and we're altering nature on a massive scale and expecting it not to change that that ecosystem, and that's ridiculous. You know, if we would quit trying to overcome nature, back to Paul's point, but work with it, you'd have a different outcome. I know here there's subdivisions popping up here and there in places where I would never dream. I was like, what are you thinking building there? You know, but people aren't thinking. And they do it, and at some point in time, it ends up getting them. But then that works into the whole insurance scam, where you get, you know, where these people lose, and insurance covers for them, and then it costs everybody else when their insurance goes up. You know, it's they got a pretty good racket going for now.
Yeah, rebellion.
And house insurance. Go ahead.
I know. It's rebellion. Rebellion. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, in house insurance, that generally speaking, they pay out about 30% of what they take in. You talk about a racket. Now, that's a racket. Nothing pays better than 70% profit. And it's insurance has actually destroyed this country because health insurance destroys faith, and car insurance destroys responsibility. And this is what we're buying blankets for our lawlessness is what it amounts to. And it has destroyed the country. 150 years ago, they couldn't sell it. Now you can't hardly get anybody to go without it. So things have changed.
So as a young Christian, I was talking to Pastor Peters about asking him some questions on different things. And, that was exactly what he said, and because I had issues with it and didn't like the idea of it, But then he also did say that, that you're in Babylon and you're not going to get out of Babylon. So there are certain things where, you know, if you want to drive a vehicle and it is their law, you know, you're going to have insurance. And we're not supposed to be in debt. And at this time, you know, I was a younger person and looking at the debt thing, and which I had bought a house and then had a mortgage and, you know, going down that road. And we talked about life insurance and the fact that, okay, well, it's just like what you're saying, Paul. I was out of order in being in debt, so therefore I get to pay the penalty of having life insurance so that if something happens to me, that my wife gets to stay in the house that that we're paying interest on for the next 30 years. You know, so the it is. It's just, it's all a layered effect that starts out with our sin, and we're getting the consequence of it.
Well, it's crumbling fast, let me tell you. You know, this is going to come down to something to eat, and, you know, and luxuries, you know, when you, gas goes to $5.19, you know, that's kind of difficult. You know, I go up north real early every other week to do life samples and stuff, and when I first went out there, I mean, the roads were dead. Last Monday I went up again, it was back to normal. People just come right back, just about like 9/11, you know, they were pretty humble for a few days, but then they go right back to their old ways. So that's our nature. I think overall we're kind of that simpleton.
Yeah, but when you, my neighbor down the road sold some good fat steers the other day for 60, 65 cents a pound. You can't keep that up very long.
No. No, no, you can't. You know, the big report on that, too, was just a couple weeks ago. The big, 3-mile line of trailers dropping off cattle at Emory, Texas sale barn, and said they sold cattle till 5 a.m. the next morning to get through them all day, all night till 5 a.m. And, you know, the cattle industry can't survive that, and it won't. It won't. Not the way it's been built. You know, the cattle industry in America was built on cheap corn for feed, cheap land, and cheap fuel. And all that's gone. And we are seeing, and that ties in with the land as well. You can't have sin like this nation does and expect the blessings of God and blessed land and all that. That it ties in on a national scale. It really does.
Well, you know what? You got to think about where all them cattle go that got bought at that sale. I mean, only the big slaughterhouses can handle that kind of cattle. I mean, around here, you can't hardly get a small butcher to do anything for you. They're all gone. And where do they go? And who can handle it? And then not only that, look at the price they bought them for. Look what they sell it for. It's highway robbery. They don't care about the local man. And, you know, you talk about cheap. Yeah, I can get it cheaper on Amazon, or I can get it cheap down to Costco or something like that. That local business needs to survive, and you make sure you buy there if you can. Because the big box stores, all the profit goes to headquarters. It goes out of the community. Where you have a local man, there's a little lumber company north of me here, about 15 miles. It's local, and they reinvest back in the community. And that's the thing. You know, buying cheap ain't the answer. I mean, you got to be competitive. And that's true. The competition is good at keep prices in regulation, but you can't have a monopoly because they will abuse you at some point in time, because these corporations don't give a flip about whether you live or die.
Well, it's not just out of the community. So many of them are going out of the country. You know, that money leaves here. That wealth is gone. You're exactly right about that. Talking about the slaughterhouses here, I don't know how it is other places, but our local slaughterhouses are 6 months to a year out on scheduling beef. So you gotta know so far in advance, you know, that you're gonna need some yearlings butchered. So it's just crazy. But then the regulations and the red tape and the inspections and, you know, the cost of all of that make it to where it's hard for them to stay in business. So we don't have enough of them now, and then we're regulating the ones that are there out of business.
That's been going on a long time. Just regulating them right out of business.
Even with all of that, and God is chastening us, and we are seeing that rod of correction, we are still so abundantly blessed. Just can't even compare to any other nation. We're not where God would have us to be. He wants us to have so much more. And thankfully, there are a lot of us that are trying to move in that direction. But we are still just abundantly, you can't even measure the blessings that we have as a country. And if you look around in the world, you know, the rest of the world looks at us as a bunch of spoiled brats, by the way, that we're not thankful for what we've got. We take so much for granted. And I just need to be careful that I'm not counting our blessings and being thankful, because the same way with my children, whenever I give them something and they have it and they don't appreciate it, they're probably not going to get more. And we are still serving the same God that can part the waters for us to walk across on high ground, that can take out a giant with a rock. I mean, he has not changed. We have moved away from him, and therefore the farther we are away, the less covering we have from him. And, you know, we don't have as good a relationship, but he's still there, and he still wants us to come back into the fold and be under that covering and that protection. And it's on us whether or not we choose to move towards him or get out there and take a beating with the world.
Amen. Well, guys, we got a minute. Let's check.
That's absolutely right.
Let's check the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for putting on this program. I appreciate it. Got a question and a comment. I guess I'll go with the comment first, since it kind of ties in with what the gentleman said earlier about us killing ourselves. And we kind of are already, and we have been for years. Think about the flame retardant chemicals we put on our furniture, in our mattresses, things like that. We sit in it. We sleep in it, you know, and it's all for, you know, safety and convenience. Look at the convenience of plastics, you know, but we know plastics are pretty detrimental, but they're darn convenient. But so I think in some regard, we are doing a number to ourselves. I mean, look at the cancer rate in America. I don't know those numbers off the top of my head, but if you look at the cancer rates from early 1900s to now, it's just crazy. Same with autism and things like that. But that's all I had to comment on that. And the question I had, Richard, I was kind of curious. I tuned in a few Wednesdays ago, trying to get and it's been a while since I tuned in. I was trying to bring up the Wednesday night prayer meeting. Do you guys still do that?
Yes, we do. We stream it out live. Jason, do you know, do we have that on the SFAWBN as archives? Do you know right off?
No.
Yeah, we don't archive it, caller, is what the thing is. But it is live, 7 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock on the West Coast, on Wednesday evenings.
Perfect. That's what I needed to know. Thank you so much for your time, and thanks for letting me comment. And I appreciate the show, and I try to tune in every Saturday. So thanks for all you guys do. Have a great day. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thanks. You as well.
No, Josh was talking about, you know, God preserves the wicked for the day of destruction. You know, we got to keep that in mind. And like that, we do have those blessings, but we do know we're on a boat with a hole on it if we keep going that way. And we are repenting. We repented early. But, you know, I had a man yesterday. I've never heard him say anything biblical. I mean, his wife goes to church. He's kind of antagonistic. I don't know, something happened early in his life. But he asked me the other day, he says, doesn't the Bible say that the earth is going to burn up? And I said, well, the rainbow is God's promise that it won't flood again. He does say it will burn. I don't know what that means exactly, but he asked me that. Now, this is the Spirit of God's moving is what I'm trying to say, and people are getting moved in this direction because the system is failing them, and they can see it. Now, I heard a guy talk to me about a guy they were this development company was starting 30 brand-new houses a month, and they're down to 8 and cutting back because the economy's already going the other way. I think it was officially announced that there's a recession the other day, but it's been going on for a while. It's really quite humorous that you would even listen to the news media because, you know, even, you know, the same guy watches Fox News and thinks it's gospel. Well, I got in the States the other day, and he took it quite well. I said, you know, Fox News is on the other side. Well, we were talking about, you know, Putin's evil ban. Well, Putin is going, he don't like queers, and he's going back to gold standard. I said, that's the only guy that makes sense to me. I'm no fan of Putin or nothing or anything like that, but it makes sense that he's going in that direction. I said, our country is corrupt. They're involved in Ukraine, and I don't know what's going on there, but there's a lot of corruption, too, because the Bidens are over there. And I said, Russia's fighting for its life. They're going back to their, he's got common sense, and so does China. They got their banking. There's problems all over the world. And it's because the world has forgotten all what we talk about in the news. Never, God is never mentioned as the answer. If they want to go back to the Constitution, well, they are, the people that wrote the Constitution said it was only for a godly people. So your constitutional rights don't mean nothing if you're not godly. And this system is evil and malicious, vicious, and trying to destroy us at every angle. It's actually, I think that's their swan song because they know they're in trouble.
Well, you're right. They put it to where your two options that are okay. You can either believe in the Constitution or you can believe in our new way of thinking, you know, and neither one of them are good for us.
No. The Constitution was written to bridle government, and it would only they knew about a central bank. They knew about everything. Back in the 1700s already, there was nothing new under the sun. They seen the power of a central government. I think George Washington said government can be like fire, maybe a faithful servant or a fearful master. Now, if it's in your fireplace keeping you warm, if it's in your rafters, you're in trouble. So that's just the way it works. That was to bridle government. We have God-given rights and responsibilities.
Amen.
And Kyle was talking about the cancer. That is something here that is, I don't remember ever, which I'm not that old, but having as much cancer as we do right now. And there are many, many different causes, and it can come about in all different ways. But my wife and I were talking about health in general and just how much of a difference it makes whenever someone is fearful and down and depressed or versus them being faithful and upbeat and positive thinking. There's so much power in that. And so we should not allow ourselves to be beat down and burdened with the cares of the world. I'm not saying to ignore them. Definitely pray about them and do what you can do with it. But don't let it get you depressed and don't fear them for sure. Because we know the scripture tells us what you fear comes upon you, and that's not what we want. And you fear God and don't fear anything else.
Well, in the book, Murder by Injection by Eustace Mullins, is, I think it's page 137, there's not one case of cancer without a vaccination. You know, I was vaccinated when I was young, but this whole vaccination is real old, and it's all documented. You know, he did an excellent job of exposing it, but you go, all this vaccinations coming to a head and it's causing cancer. I mean, I don't know how it all works, but it'll lay there for years, and then all of a sudden you get weak, it'll take over. But cancer is a new thing. It was a rare thing when I was a kid, real rare. Now it's expected. You don't know a family that ain't got one case of cancer in it, I can just about guess.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, that is how
but
it
see,
is.
On the other hand, God... On the other hand, God delights in destroying his people if they will not keep his law. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, I believe. He delights in destroying us, too, if we rebel against him.
And, you know, that's the thing is we've got to work on our faith. We've got to grow that faith. We've got to come closer to God because we know that we can be healed by touching someone's robe or standing in their shadow. And we've got God's word that greater things and we do than what he did. But it's just the building of our faith and the perfection of our faith and us getting where we need to be, having that relationship with God where you do pray without ceasing all day, every day. It's a mindset, and there are going to be tests and trials and tribulations, no doubt. But just can't give up on him because he's got all the powers and all the answers.
Amen to that.
Well, he said we can eat poison, you know, because I said we're eating poison, like the guy said, it's in our meds everywhere, you know, but he will preserve us if our heart is with him.
Yeah. And there's no getting away from it apart from Christ. There's just not. You know, we can eat all the organic we want. We can eat clean. We can follow the food laws. We do the best we can at that, but... But apart from Christ, there is no getting away from it. That's for sure. Well, men, we are out of time. I want to thank you all for joining us this morning. And Remnant, we thank you for tuning in. And join us at church tomorrow. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. We're going to be there, 8:30 a.m. Mountain, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 on the West Coast. Join us, and we'll have a review of the news. We'll have a timeless pulpit truth, and we'll have a live message for you as well, and communion. And so we do. We invite you to join us, and that's there at the website, scripturesforamerica.org. And guys, we'll see you there in the morning.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever. Knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, stay high.
Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more,
stay high.
Disapproving, keep on